The following is a national broadcast by State Minister for Education, Youth and Information, the Honorable Floyd Green. This is
Jamaica. People of Jamaica, all children deserve to grow up in a caring and loving environment. Yet, across Jamaica, thousands of children are neglected or abused each year, often causing lasting consequences. Although effectively intervening in the lives of these children and their families is an important responsibility at all levels of government, preventing abuse and neglect is a shared obligation. During Child Month, we recommit to working towards giving every child a chance to succeed and to ensure that every child grows up in a safe, stable, and nurturing environment that is free from abuse and neglect. We intend to strengthen the Living in Family Environments program, which has been employed by the CDA in an effort to overcome these challenges. Research shows that children do better when they live in loving families that can help to support their growth and development. As we strengthen our residential care system, I use this medium to announce that the ministry will be conducting a strategic review of the operations and programmatic options of the residential child protection sector to identify enablers that will seek to effectively transform the service delivery mechanism of the sector, benchmarked against national, regional, and international best practices in our residential care and in conformance with human rights principles. Our ministry will be paying special attention to helping parents and teachers identify children with special needs. It is for that reason that the ministry will introduce an assessment for our four-year-olds to ascertain if they have any special needs. This, we believe, is a critical component in catering to the needs of all our children and will go a far way in strengthening our early childhood educational model. This year, the theme for our Child Month is Healthy Children Build a Stronger Nation. This Child Month, the ministry will launch and embark on a national public education campaign entitled Our Children JA. The purpose of the campaign is to solidify in the minds of the general public that every Jamaican child is our collective responsibility and must be treated as a national asset. We want to provide all Jamaicans with knowledge on the best practices and principles of taking a holistic approach to the raising and well-being of our children. With this campaign, the ministry intends to usher in a new era of public-private sector collaboration and broadly spread messages that can improve citizens' knowledge about the education, health, protection, and parenting of children, while encouraging that it takes a village to raise a child. You can begin to be on the lookout at this very moment for signs of child abuse. Children who are being abused or neglected may display constant alertness, sudden changes in behavior and school performance, break the culture of silence, make reports to the Office of the Children's Registry, contact the CDA or the Office of the Children's Advocate. Our nation's enduring commitment to prevent child abuse and neglect demands that individuals and communities partner together to provide safe and nurturing environments for all of Jamaica's sons and daughters. I call upon all Jamaicans to observe this month and National Children's Day, which is the 13th of May, with programs and activities that help prevent child abuse and provide for children's physical, emotional, and developmental needs as we aim to ensure our healthier children will be able to build a stronger nation. Let us secure a future for our children that is bright and full of hope, opportunity, and security. We have a future
with God. The proceeding was a national broadcast by State Minister for Education, Youth and Information, the Honorable Floyd Green.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.